Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Super agent Drew Rosenhaus is going to join us here for a couple minutes. Drew, thanks as always for the time. Hope everyone in the family is staying safe.
Yeah, great, guys. We are. Hope you're having a good summer under this crazy times we're living in. But, man, it's exhausting to be affiliated with the NFL right now, because every day it's something else. And it's just really a moving target, guys, to try and figure this out in terms what the plan is.
Right, and that's, I'm glad I didn't bring that up, because I'm going to cut you off for a second. I saw that yesterday Tom Pelissero wrote the tweet out that the NFLPA informed its Board of Representatives today that the NFL proposed that 35% of players' salaries be held in escrow to help manage costs during the 2020 season. Per sources, I saw your response to that. Is it a crazy ask by the NFL to do that?
It is a crazy ask. I was shocked that the NFL would suggest that to the NFLPA. The sacrifice that the players are being asked to make to play through this pandemic is immense. And everyone wants to see NFL football, and these are very trying circumstances that these players and their families are going to try to work through. And it suggests that to franchises that are worth billions of dollars, and a league that the owners never take a pay cut or give the players more than they're supposed to get, no matter how much they make, it just seemed ridiculous to me and really disappointing. The Players Association, and I certainly don't speak for them, but I saw their response was to tell the owners to go kick rocks, which is appropriate. The bottom line is that if there is a reduction this year, that's something that should be addressed in the future, in future years, especially when there's a new TV deal and when things get back to normal and the salary cap will have tremendous increases. But now is not the time to ask players to take 35% pay cuts potentially.
Drew, I'm kind of torn a little bit going back and forth on this training camp that is right around the corner. If it kicks off on time, like they're trying to get done, between no preseason games and two preseason games, knowing that young players need preseason, some veterans need it a little bit, and trying to keep everybody healthy. I know the NFLPA has talked about no preseason games, and let's just go 48 days of training. How do you feel about this?
Joe, I was satisfied with the NFL moving it to two preseason games. I obviously represent a lot of young players that would like the opportunity to showcase themselves in the preseason, especially to other clubs. And I do know that player safety has got to come first. And as much as I would like for our guys to get a game or two of the preseason to help themselves, either to help make the team or to make another club. I do understand the importance of keeping everyone healthy, and I know that playing in games is going to be the most challenging element right. of dealing with the coronavirus. So I support the union's position, but I do understand why you are torn between the two. Obviously, it's eventual that they're going to be playing games. I do think, Joe, that a lot of young guys are going to get an opportunity to play this year, whether it's on an expanded practice squad or whether they get signed. Because let's right. face the reality that a lot of NFL players are going to contract the coronavirus. Unfortunately, that's just the harsh reality of it. I think anyone is in denial who doesn't think that that's going to be the case. And when players get it, they're going to be out of action for a period of time, and that's going to open up the door for a lot of young players to get an opportunity to show what they can do. So I think even without the preseason games, there will be ample opportunity for young players to have a chance to make the roster or to show other NFL teams what they can do.
Drew, we've seen other guys with other leagues about the opt-out. Should the NFL give players an opt-out if they don't feel comfortable and this scares them?
Absolutely. I think the NFL should, without a doubt, follow the other leagues' lead here, create an opt-out option. You know, it's not like these other leagues are asking their professional, the owners, to go ahead and pay the guys that opt out. So players should have the ability, if they decide that for their own reasons they can't play and they're willing to walk away from the bulk of their compensation, that should be an option for everyone. I think it'd be cruel to force guys to face penalties and fines and who knows what else if they decide not to play because of particular health reasons. I think it should be permitted for players that can establish that they've got medical reasons or family members.
Right.
And, you know, give everybody that option in the NFL makes a lot of sense.
Joe, bear with me for a second as I try to play a small word game with Drew Rosenhaus right now. Drew, I'm going to give you a word or two words, and you're going to have to try to explain it to me. Guaranteed mechanisms.
What the hell was that, Drew? Where the hell did that come from?
Drew, I've seen this stuff go for years. I've never heard of that word, those two words put together before. I just haven't.
You know, the Mahomes deal was one, guys, that I was hoping that would be a game changer. He's obviously the best player in the NFL, and he's a player who has an incredible amount of leverage, winning a Super Bowl, and his immense talent. And I think it's safe to say, without being overly critical, that his deal was not a game changer. You know, in many respects, it's a very long term. It's very team friendly in the early years of the compensation. It compares to deals that have been done with guys like Ryan Tannehill and Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan and others. You know, even deals that were done years ago compare favorably to it. I was hoping personally that the Mahomes deal was a game changer, would kind of raise the bar. Instead, you know, the total looks strong, but if you really study the numbers, especially in the first couple years of the deal, it really is team friendly, and you got to take your hat off to the Chiefs. The deal really favors them. There's no question about it.
Yeah, just help me out, though. What exactly were guaranteed mechanisms? What's that mean that Steinberg came up with or their group came up with?
Well, it's really a conditional guarantee mechanism. It's not fully guaranteed. It can become fully guaranteed if the team decides that they want to keep Mahomes. So, I mean, you can use that term. I think the better term is what we call conditional guarantees, which means it's not a true guarantee. And for a guy like Mahomes, I was really hoping to see maybe the first contract where the entire term is fully guaranteed. Right. Maybe if he did a 5-year deal, it would be a full guarantee, meaning You know, the same thing that we have in baseball and basketball. I was hoping Mahomes would be the first player to maybe get a piece of the salary cap. But none of that happened. And so, you know, now we'll look towards guys like Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott to get deals that will help advance player contracts.
Well, would you say this, though, Drew, because I said this morning. I mean, if he's happy with it, that's really all that matters. But I know where you're coming from, and I thought the guarantees would be a little bit more. But if he plays like a Rodgers, like a Wilson, like a Big Ben, like a Brady or Breeze, and he's good every year, he's probably going to see most of that money. Would you agree or not necessarily?
I would agree. But, you know, one of the things that baseball and basketball have is in the event that a player gets hurt, right. You know, and can't right. come back, he's not the same guy. Look at Alex Smith.
Yep.
You know, right. Alex Smith was a franchise quarterback. He had a brutal injury, and who knows where his career is right now. I think what we're hoping to achieve in the NFL are more guarantees for guys similar to what exists in the NBA and obviously in Major League Baseball. And I think everyone in the agent business was hoping that Mahomes would get a deal that would be a record breaker, not just in terms of throwing out a $5 billion total, but truly looking at the first 3, 4, 5 years and saying, wow, this absolutely changes the standard. And the Mahomes deal did not. And that, in many respects, yeah. was a disappointment in the agent community. I can't speak for Mahomes. I just know when you talk to other agents and other people in our profession, there was a hope that that deal would have been stronger in terms of full guarantees and in terms of the early aspects. And certainly no one likes a 10-year term. I mean, that's just too long in my boat. I've never done anything longer than 5 or 6 years in my career, nor would I consider that.
Yeah. Wow. Strong
Only
stuff
because
there.
You've got, you know, things change. You know, what if the new TV deal, the salary cap has gone up exponentially, and what if it doubles? You know, you don't want your client to be in a deal that, you know, is grossly underpaid and he still has 4 or 5 years left on that contract. That's a lot of leverage. And but again, you know, I try not to be hypercritical of contracts because I'm not in that situation, but I can't imagine a better player or a better situation than Patrick Mahomes. And I think everyone, player, agents alike, were hoping that players and everyone else was hoping that this would be a deal we'd all look at and not try to explain it or scratch our head, but just, you know, the consensus is overwhelming. This is a fantastic deal because if not for him, then for who?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he said he's got to lead the way.
You're right. Does this hurt those other guys at all, Drew, before we let you run here? Does it hurt the other guys going, geez, I'm not as good as Mahomes, and look what he just did? What's that do
yeah,
for
definitely.
Those guys?
I mean, of course. If I'm the agent for Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson, you know, young stars that are also looking at new deals now or in the near future, if I were representing them, and unfortunately I'm not, I would be very disappointed because I'm certain that the Cowboys with Prescott and the Texans with Watson are going to use the Mahomes deal as a precedent. And it's a very team-friendly contract, especially when you look at the first 3, 4, 5 years of the deal. It's tremendously team-friendly, and there's no question that teams will use that to their advantage.
Yep, no question about that. I do agree. Always great having you, Drew. Really appreciate
it. Thank you,
Drew. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great one. Talk to you again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.